So, okay, so just to orient you, I figured
Heather Dutton drives her silver SUV near the farm where she grew up in Colorado's San Luis Valley. Today, she runs a water conservancy district, and we're close to the valley's center, just about to pull into the town of Center.
So we get an average, especially here in Center, we get an average of 7 inches of rain a year. So it's a high mountain desert, even though it's all nice and cool and feels great. It's a desert.
If you look at the valley from above, you can see what she means. The flat expanse of the valley floor is dusty and brown, except for a grid of circular farms. They're green and lush.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
Pretty good. Morning. Hi
there. At the farm, Dutton's father, Doug Messick, comes out to meet us. He's wearing a ball cap and a plaid shirt tucked into work pants. We're standing at the edge of a field of his potatoes. They're russets, the kind you'd use for a loaded baked potato.
So you can see here, we got our water meter.
Dozens of nozzles hang from a rotating arm above the potato plants, spraying them with perfect little water droplets. It's what keeps the fields green. Messick pumps water from a shallow aquifer under our feet. Today, there's enough water to keep it running, but during a drought 15 years ago,
the aquifer was declining, but nobody really started noticing until they started sucking air instead of water back in the early 2000s.
That actually happened?
Yes.
The water basically ran out. Suddenly, the valley's seemingly endless supply of groundwater was finite. Neighbors argued about who was to blame. Farmers panicked. And state regulators threatened to swoop in.
We couldn't sit back and just pump to the bottom of the aquifer. The schools, the hospitals, the communities would not survive.
Cleve Simpson runs the Rio Grande Water Conservation District, which manages water in the valley.
If we don't act, we might not be here as early as the next 10 years. So it's not like something that's going to happen 100 years from now.
For farmers, the options were simple. Keep pumping until everyone's supplies ran out and the state shut off their wells, or find a way to cut back. After years of court cases and infighting, the farmers made a painful decision. They agreed that to save their livelihoods, everyone had to pay more money for water.
When you have to start paying for water, which is what they agreed to do, assess themselves a fee for the water they pumped, it incentivizes conservation efforts because it hits your pocketbook directly.
For 6 years now, farmers have been paying more every time they turn on their pump, 3 or 4 times more. That can be tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars each year just for water. It was the first time here in the U.S. that a group of farmers did something like this, and no one really knew if it would work.
We were able to determine that effectively, yes, they've been able to reduce their groundwater extraction pretty substantially.
Kelsey Cody is part of a University of Colorado research team that looked at that question. Here's what they found. Farmers cut their pumping by 30%, and farms aren't closing up shop because of the high cost. Today, the aquifer in the San Luis Valley isn't quite recharged. But Cody says the initial results are promising, and it could be a lesson for other arid communities.
The reason that people should care about this is that anywhere that there is groundwater, there's almost always going to be challenges in managing it because it's difficult to see, it's difficult to monitor. It's easy to think that it's everlasting.
I want you to think.
Back at farmer Doug Messick's potato field, he pulls a few spuds out of the ground.
Oh, looky there! Tubers!
He's getting close to harvest time, his big payday for an entire year of work.
So yeah, it seems stupid to actually tax yourselves and cost yourself more money. But the big picture is you stay in business and you keep your community whole and everybody gives a little.
This way, rather than a few bearing the cost of a water shortage, everyone's in it together. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.